Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys? It is Monday Mastery, 5 minutes that's going to kickstart your week the right way. I hope you all had a great weekend and that you're fired up and pumped for the week ahead. Now, today's episode, now nice round number 40, and the title is Intimidating Me. A really, really important revelation for me slightly later into my career, and one that I'm excited to share with you. Before I do, I just want to say how grateful I am for the feedback and for everybody that came to see us speak, myself and the team in Nottingham last weekend. We presented our Body Transformation Seminar and Average Joe Seminar for the first time, and it was the release of our M10 Matrix. The systems we use to take somebody literally from receiving a questionnaire right through to being able to achieve the very best results with them. Bringing this system out to the fitness industry is a combination of many, many years of work. But the sole purpose of putting it together was to be able to help coaches achieve results, get better clients, grow their business, grow their brand, and realize the true potential that's available to them within the fitness industry. And, you know, please go over to my Insta story, look at my Instagram, look at all the feedback that we've been getting. And if you haven't joined us yet, guys, if you haven't signed up to our next one in June, the feedback alone will tell you how much it's going to value your business. And we want to help as many coaches as we can over the coming months and years. So if you haven't joined in, please jump on the website, get joined in while the early bird price lasts. Now, intimidating me, the concept, the idea. What is intimidation? Well, we're frightened of something. We're fearful. And in people, that's very common. One thing that we've got to realize as fitness professionals, and something which I didn't really twig, was that building myself, not only as a kind of a denser person anyway, as I started to build from 88 kilos to 92 kilos to 96 kilos to 100 kilos, even at my peak 120 kilos, bodybuilding, putting content out on social media, it's a passion of mine, of course. Training hard is a passion of mine. Developing my physique is a passion of mine. But I very quickly realized that it's not a passion of everybody. How I behave, how I dress, what I do, how welcoming I am to people or not, really impacts people's perception of you. And if we want people to perceive us in a different way and make ourselves slightly more attractive to other people, we've got to be conscious of how we are presenting ourselves. And so I want you to think for a second. You may be a bikini girl. You may be a competitor. You may be a strong female. You may be an alpha female. You may be an alpha male. You may have a very strong personality. You may be very big. You may be very lean. You may be very, very confident. But remember, if you're working with physique people, they're going to be inspired by what you can do. If you're working with strength athletes, they will be inspired by that. If you're working with athletes in general, they will be inspired by what you do. And there will more than likely be a lot of average Joes that are inspired by you. But they also will be intimidated by you. And the problem is with being intimidated is that unless we go at people and make ourselves more approachable, the chances of somebody who is more approachable actually ending up working with that person is higher. You see, in the gym every single day, lifting big weights, training really, really hard, showing and presenting your physique, it might not be appealing or might be out of reach from somebody that most of you will train. There's not many people that have full client diaries of physique competitors, athletes, strong people. But the biggest opportunity for you to grow your business and your brand is by making yourself available to the average Joe population. And you know, those that were at the seminar at the weekend would have realized by the end of it, and the feedback we've got is how much of a revelation people have had, that the demographic that's out there that people think are, oh, it's just weight loss that they need, and that's all about just working them out in the gym, and now they realize how much actually goes in and how much of a business they can build from doing that. That they realize that there's a lot more opportunity. And so it's all good and well for you to love what you do. Love being an athlete, love being a physique competitor. But at all times, remember that you've got to go to these people. You've got to smile more. You've got to put yourself in their environment more. You've got to relate to their goals more and relate to your goals less. You can't convert somebody into your way of being. Years down the line, months down the line, people might get closer to understanding what you do, but people aren't going to be excited to listen to what you do every single day. In many cases, it's too much for them. So I know from myself, just by my being, that if I don't smile, if I don't make myself approachable, if I'm very busy and very focused, I can look intimidating. But over the years, I've made it very, very important to make people realize that as soon as they talk to me, as soon as I put myself in their world, that there's nothing to fear. I'm not going to snap people's heads off. So I had to think about, how do I make myself less intimidating? Well, walking around the gym in really tight tops and, you know, sitting next to people and not really speaking, or, you know, doing things deliberately next to people, like lifting big weights and trying to kind of show off. You know, there were certain times when I would obviously lift and do certain exercises because I'm training. But then right at the time, I'd turn around and I'd go, hey, how you doing? You know, just talk to somebody. Oh, hi. Yeah, they might be a little bit shy to start with, but you do it time and time again, people will realize that maybe this is an external shell, but actually the person's great behind that. And you'll find yourself training larger clients, skinnier clients. They'll be inspired by what you do, but you're making yourself less intimidating. Females, if you're in great shape, you're going to intimidate people that aren't in great shape. But in doing so, you're going to limit their opportunity to get results because you're not making yourself approachable. So smile, talk, put yourself in their zone, grab a coffee, sit next to them in the coffee area. If it's online and you train more average Joe people in the gym and you're trying to grow an online portal, remember who your audience is. Who are you trying to attract? These are very, very important things to consider. And so today, intimidating me, I don't want you to be intimidated, one, by me, because I get so many messages on social media from trainers who will say to me, you know, it was a big deal for me to message you, but you really touched a nerve talking on a subject today. You are making yourself more and more and more approachable as the months go by, years go by. And therefore, I'm getting approached, and a lot of trainers from beginners into the fitness industry right through to more advanced, very, very advanced, are talking to me. I make myself more approachable. I haven't in the past, but I acknowledged very, very kind of later into my career with the type of customers that I wanted that I had to make myself more approachable. So, intimidating me, don't make yourself intimidating. Go forward, make people feel comfortable, make people feel great, make people feel that you care, make sure people realize that what they see is an exterior, but behind that is somebody that cares and wants to make a difference. Guys, I hope you found today's short, snappy, but hopeful podcast of value. And I hope you have an awesome week. Guys, take care. Bye-bye.